Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 767. Why What's Your Excuse Isn't That Helpful? Part 2 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. And if you want your question answered, come by oldpodcast.com/ask and submit your audio. Or you can call in your question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And as a bonus, when you send in a question, it enters you into small special raffles to win books. Now, today's a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 766. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in, hear part 2, and continue optimizing your life. Why What's Your Excuse Isn't That Helpful? Part 2 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. You don't need more motivation. You need momentum instead. Ah, the M word. Motivation this, motivation that. If I just had more motivation, I could fill in the blank. How many times have you uttered that to yourself? If I had a penny for every time I did, I'd be writing to you from the deck of my Maui mansion, sipping a cold drink. I used to wait on motivation to strike when I wanted to get things done, but I realized over time that things just weren't getting done. Eventually, I realized that motivation, the intense urge to change, is much like a feeling of any kind. It can come and go in a matter of minutes. One second, you feel like doing the work to lose that 20 pounds by the beginning of January, and the next minute, you can't be bothered to so much as get up off the couch. Motivation is a fleeting emotion, and it rarely lasts. If you ever ask someone who's in great shape how they stay so motivated, they'll often tell you they're not always excited to go to the gym or eat right. In fact, they know some of this stuff just isn't that much fun, but that doesn't keep them from doing it. In fact, they know that the more they work toward their end goal, be it a leaner body or more muscle, more strength, fitting into those old pants, etc., the more motivated they become. So any one day is irrelevant to whether or not they feel motivated to keep going, because it's not about being motivated every second. It's about being consistent, taking action daily, and acting despite whether or not you feel motivated. And when you build up consistency over time, you're building something much more powerful than motivation. You're creating momentum. And when you have momentum, you don't need to succumb to the feeling of needing any motivation to get your training and diet in order. It becomes a part of your being instead of trying to make it work all the time. Dissect your obstacles and get started. If you have a history of inconsistency with anything diet or training related, there are some clues as to why. I can't do the work for you, but here's a checklist of things to ask yourself to see what the issues could be. Are you following a program? If so, how many days do you miss? Are you training at all? If not, why not? If you're on a program, are you tracking your progress? Are you on a program and you've plateaued? If so, how long have you been on it? Do you have a goal for your body composition? Maintenance is still a goal, by the way. Are you tracking your intake? If not, is there a reason why? Do you find it hard to stick to your nutrition plan? If so, is it too strict? Or do you find yourself messing up frequently? Those are a lot of questions, but you can't know what to change until you figure out where you might be going awry with your efforts. Being consistent is easy in the short term. This is why so many people do well in the first few weeks of their New Year's resolutions, but fall off the wagon by February 1st. And before you know it, a year's gone by and it's time to figure out your health and fitness plan all over again. Sometimes I find myself in places where I can't access a gym or track my meals, but I make do anyway by finding a park to train in, even if I'm just doing push-ups, pull-ups, and jump squats. If I can't track my intake, I do my best to eat foods I'd normally eat and make healthier choices when dining out. It ain't perfect, but it doesn't have to be. It just has to be consistent over time. There's a better way to get focused and on a direct path to reaching your fat loss goals. Instead of giving into negative self-talk and talking yourself out of training and eating right consistently, you can learn strategies that work for you, not against you. Instead of waiting for motivation, you can work on building up momentum, even if it's slowly, over time, and creating lasting change by taking calculated action instead of just trying to figure it out all the time. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Why What's Your Excuse Isn't That Helpful? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It really is all about progress, not perfection. If we focus on being perfect, well, we will most definitely fail. And so when we say be consistent, we don't say be consistently perfect. We say be consistent most of the time. You've probably heard of the 80-20 rule. Something like that, yes, that would work just fine. If you're doing the right thing 80% of the time and the not so great thing 20% of the time, you're probably still okay. Now, of course, outside the realm of exercising and meal planning, the 80-20 rule may not apply to all conditions. But when it comes to lifestyle behaviors like these, again, if you're doing the right thing most of the time, you'll probably still get those results. And it's so true. Being consistent isn't always easy. Taking that very first step to change out of your work clothes into your gym clothes can be the hardest first step. I know there have been many times, I'll admit it, where I will have in my mind that I'm going to go start my workout, start in quotation marks, and then I'll remind myself that, oh, you know what? I should check my email one more time in case that urgent email did come through. Or I'll just finish the last 5 minutes of this show and maybe the first 5 minutes of the next one, just so I don't miss anything. And this is coming from a person who lives this stuff every day and talks about lifestyle all the time, but I'll still find excuses. And so it's just part of being human. But where I might differ from other people is I will eventually take that step. So eventually I will get out of my work clothes, get into my workout clothes, and do the workout. Because as JC mentioned, if I don't do the workout, I know I will feel much, much worse. So the next time you find yourself trying to postpone or delay that workout, I have a challenge for you. Just put on your workout shoes. That's it. And then see what happens. All right. Once again, before I go, if you want to possibly hear your question being answered right here on the show, plus be in special bonus raffles, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to submit your audio. Or you can do it the old fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. All right, and that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.